Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say, Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
And yes, we are unashamedly Christian. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The time is exactly 17 minutes, just after 9. It is Visionthon November 2025.
Of course,
and
The name is Thompson Mashake.
I'm not alone.
A very warm welcome, South Africa. Thank you for joining us indeed. Thank you for
and
joining us.
And how are us. You,
Abidi
Thompson?
All is well.
Why do we only meet during this time? Where have you been throughout the year?
At the appointed time, the Bible says God will make things happen. I mean, I'm standing in the Bible, basically.
Yeah, you're standing in the...
Because he's not the author of confusion, but of peace. But welcome to you, my sweetheart. It's nice to have you in the studio.
No, I'm the one welcoming you. You work at night, right. I work during the
day. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the day, people.
Much appreciated.
Well, it is Visionthon November 2025, and we are unashamedly Christian. Mm-hmm. And yes, my family, I'm sure since yesterday you have been listening to wonderful testimonies of how the Lord is keeping us and those that are staying unashamedly Christian. Mm. And at Radio Pulpit, do remember that our mandate is to be the connection, the link between Christians, ministries, the truth, and even between people and the Lord as we bring the gospel to the nations.
And of course, it is true that when Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, we are unashamedly Christian. That's what we are proclaiming.
Talking about being unashamedly Christian, we have a great and awesome visitor in the studio, Sir Tony Lubera. How are you, sir?
I'm very well in you, Sibangeli.
I'm very well. Welcome! And you are unashamedly Christian?
No, ma'am. I'm not Christian. I'm a child of God.
Wow. That blows my mind. But
and
now...
Let me explain where
it
comes from.
Yes.
When I say I'm Christian, I've got to defend being a Christian. My wife and I visited Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Where they are still throwing bombs at one another from the Catholics to the Protestants. And I inquired of the Lord and I said, how does this work? They're both Christian and this is what we're witnessing. And God put me on a journey and he showed me that I'm first a child of God before I'm anything
before
else.
Before you're anything else.
Which makes me, as a child of God, I can go into the fridge and go and take out anything I want from the fridge because my parents are in charge.
Well, before we go too deep with you, Tony, let me just say to the family, we are joined by Tony and his wife is sitting on the other side, Kerry Lube, and they are business owners, trustees, and co-founders of the Tsisutsu, how do you say it?
Tsisutsu,
Chichuchu Foundation, and a dear friend of Radio Pulpit. So, Tony, tell us more about yourself and your business. And I'm so glad that you are a child of God. So I can't wait to hear how a child of God and business come together.
Well, Siba, first things first. I don't look so good because I eat so good.
Yeah.
I look so good because I'm panel beater so good.
Amen.
Man under construction.
Uh-huh.
Which means God's not finished with me. And he's not finished with anybody on the earth. So that gives us an opportunity to talk at every moment about what God's done for us. So let me share. You look at me, you're looking at the Book of Tony.
Wow.
And the Book of Tony is a construction under work. And in my book, I've got names that look like this. Was it Nicky Mulhaber who wrote Maximum Men? Was it, or rather, John Maxwell? And what about Lieutenant Jerry Boykin? An American general whose whole life pointed to Christ.
Yes.
And I've also got Dr. Theo Vormerance, Jerry Savelle, and Tom Hopkins. You know, Tom Hopkins is not a Christian. He's a Mormon. But Tom Hopkins has an impact in my life in terms of sales. So that means that I didn't arrive out of the sky just dropped looking like this today.
Yeah.
I've been under construction.
Yeah.
And that means the future's got
one
a lot
brick
of
at a time.
Because there's more challenges to come that are going to shape us.
One brick at a time.
One brick at a time.
I'm glad, Tony, just to hear you saying, I'm a child of God. And when you look at the Bible, it is very clear. Those who have accepted him and believed in him, they have been given a privilege and a right to become children of God. That is our standpoint. And I'm so glad that really it's a principle that cannot be disputed, Tony. I love it.
Okay, so Thompson, if you don't mind if I share business, I've been dealing with Muslims, with homosexuals, with all kinds of people at the Hindus.
You're touching different lives.
Every time I go into a meeting and I've got my secretary or my PA sitting in front of me and the people on the screen, when the spirit moves, it's not about being a Christian or being a Muslim. It's about the relationship of having a Father in heaven. And when we pray our Father in heaven, what do we pray? We're praying that we're in relationship. So it's an identity first that I live. I don't have to go and wind it up on Sunday to be Christian on Sunday and then a demon Monday to Friday. So it's like the identity is the thing that keeps me.
Yeah.
And based on my identity, I'm first a Christian before I'm anything else. And Sibo, I'm an official African Christian.
Amen.
Because after that, God placed me here. So now I get to do what God placed me to do.
Yeah.
And I love the issue of identity because immediately you know who you are. You cannot be moved to and fro. You'll be able to stand. I love that. Even the Bible articulates that, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You stand upright in the midst of all odds, Tony.
So, Thompson, if I explain to you that in my early part of life, because I was tossed and froed, like James says, like the wind, because I didn't have the identity. And as a person, I grew up with a father who was alcoholic. And God took me to a place where I had to forgive him and, in fact, prayed him into the kingdom before he died. Which means he's building my identity the whole time. And what's also happened is, the word says when you trust a man, you fail. Or when you trust a man, you're cursed. And when you trust God with men, God shows you, this is how you can go.
Yeah.
So he's literally the light to my path because I've got the identity of being a son of God.
Sure. That's who you are. But now, you have supported Radio Pulpit for a long time, both spiritually and as a dear friend financially. What does our Visiothon theme, Unashamedly Christian, mean to you personally? And how do you live that out in your daily walk with the Lord? I've heard, number one, you found your identity.
So, Siba, for me, I was paging through the Bible one day, and I came upon the book of Hagar. And it astounded me what Hagar said. And Hagar asked a question. He says, how can you dwell in your paneled houses and the house of the Lord goes desolate? So that's the, what shall I call it, the motivation in my heart.
Yeah.
And looking at where the church is today, and when I talk about the church, I'm talking about Christ on earth, is that Christ isn't interested in buildings. Christ is interested in the honor that he's said people get, the way that we deal with one another. And I have a problem with that because when I say And I'll tell you a personal story that I'm off to Kruger next week to see how the animals play with the animals, because the people don't play with the people the same way. So it's all about when we and when I talk about going to church on Sunday and looking holy on Sunday morning, and then the rest of the week, how are we dealing with our families, how are we dealing with our colleagues, how are we dealing with the guy on the road who's using a bit of bigger rush than what I am. So it's all about, if I'm in the vine, John 15:5,
yeah,
I'm going to look like the branch. And if the vine looks like this, I can't look like something different. So I choose to stay in the vine, because the John 15:5 says, if you remain, you'll bear much fruit. And if you don't remain, there's nothing. So it's all about staying in the vine, listening to the voice, seeing what the juice gives you, and then you can be who you are.
I think God is a relational God. He wants us to interact with people in a good way. Moreover, the word of the Lord says, follow peace with all men. I love the way you put it. You know, follow peace with all men, without which no man shall see the Lord. It's not only preaching, but we must be able, like you are doing, relate with Muslims, relate with people who are outside of what you are believing, Tony. Absolutely fantastic.
But Thompson, too, if you look at Romans 12:3.
Talk to me.
It says, do not think more highly of yourself.
Absolutely.
And for me, that, because where I come from, I grew up in the old South Africa. And all my trouble in the old South Africa was that I didn't agree with what they were doing. And when you don't think more highly of yourself and you realize that each man is a measure of faith, then it becomes easy, because I didn't give them a measure of faith. It means I can't judge them. But based on what God's doing with them with that measure of faith, and I'm sure we're going to have a conversation in heaven one day about what God's done about it.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not my problem if you don't want to be better than what you are. You don't want to be successful. You don't. My problem is that we have a system here that just wants to take your money away and wants to demean you. And from a tax point of view, there's 50 million people in this country that get no recognition because they don't earn enough money. And I have a problem with that. Because 50 million people, surely there must be somebody there with the ability to go and change Africa.
Of course. But, you know, Tony, I'm listening to you. You're oozing the word. You walk the word. You don't even think about it. You know, some of us are like, which scripture is it? Which? It's like you're flowing with the word. And I'm listening to you talking about how you're relating with others, flying the flag of Jesus Christ. They look at you and they see Jesus in you. But now, you are also known for running your business in a way that reflects biblical values, right? How does being unashamedly Christian then influence your decisions, your leadership style, and the way you approach your clients, your staff, the challenges and in the workplace?
Well, I think if you're in the Word, you're in the vine, you're not going to go and do things that other people do. And every so often, like yesterday morning, I had an opportunity to talk to somebody. And he got taken. He got literally ripped off. And when I explained it to him, it was like this. I'd hit him through the face. It was like there's a shock all over his face. And after a while, he gathered himself and he said, so who can I trust?
Yeah.
And I said to him, please don't trust me. Let's build this trust so that when we get to the end of the road, we have full trust.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same for a lot of us as children of God. We believe Jesus died for me, but we don't believe Jesus can fill up my bank account or give me the ability to do my business properly. So we're actually unbelieving believers, and that's a problem with
that
the church.
That is sad. That is like really sad.
Tony, based on what you are saying and sharing with the family this lovely morning, you can say unashamedly Christian. You believe strongly in the principles of the Bible that are written in the Word of the Living God, my brother, without any doubt. You believe strongly.
Unashamedly a child
lovely.
Of God.
Lovely.
Unashamedly a child of God.
I love that.
But as someone who has stood with the ministry of Radio Pulpit for so many years, Tony, you and together with Carrie, what would you say to our business owners and listeners who may be hesitant to express their faith boldly?
Siba? If you visit me at home, I've got Radio Pulpit on my home system 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And when I get a little bit tired, or my wife sees they're shouting. She doesn't like shouting. So when they, then we turn to 341, 342, and 343,
yeah.
which is FBN, Daystar, and TBN.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to me, I'm just a mirror, or I'm just a reflection of the input that we're having. And if I can say to anybody out there that God is so trustworthy,
mm.
He hasn't let us down. He's never let us down.
Mm.
It's us that let ourselves down. So all we got to do is move into a position where we can trust him a little bit more.
Mm.
And Romans 8:11 says that if Christ, the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in our bodies,
yes.
then he's going to give life to our mortal
uh-huh.
bodies.
Uh-huh.
So then I've got to get into the word and just trust that if word. If I'm in that place, the Holy Spirit's going to do it for me.
Yeah.
Mm. And I love the issue of the Holy Spirit because he is the advocate who is at work in us.
He's the umpire.
Presently, as we speak, yes. he is here with us.
Tony, but when Enter Dimash again, Tony and Carrie are occupying until he comes.
Okay, according to the Bible.
He says, occupy
until I come.
But now, okay, Tony, one of the questions before we let you go and before we ask you the one of the lusts and all of that. How do you make sure that Christ is seen in you in the business place? Like, they can tell without any shadow of doubt that that is a child of God.
Sibo, I'm going to share it like this. In 2014, I was visiting a church in Boksburg, and they have a pre-meeting on a Sunday morning at 5:30. I used to get up at 5 a.m., put on the TV and put on the kettle.
Mm.
And the one morning, we got Reinhard Bonker on the other side.
Yes,
and Reinhard Bonker's talking to two Chinese couples.
Okay.
And he's explaining to them, there's a little boy, he grew up in Germany after the war.
Uh-huh.
And every time he did something wrong, like his shoelaces were loose or he had a runny nose or whatever, his mother used to pull his ears and say, Reinhard, you're going to be a nil like that man over there. Because the men that fought for Hitler wandered around like aimless zombies. And growing up, and you know what Reinhard Bonker achieved? He got over 90 million people saved. And he's now an old man and he's talking to these young Chinese couples. And he's saying to them, and the thing that caught my ear, he said, I'm a null.
Wow.
And I stopped and I listened. And he said, I'm a null, but I got the one. Mm. And when you look at a one and a zero, you got 10.
Mm.
And he said, as many zeros as we add, we look good. And when we take the one away, we're still a zero.
Mm.
So I'm a zero without Christ.
Yeah.
But with Christ, I'm at least a 10.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm so appreciative to what you are doing. And the Lord Jesus says, let your light so shine before men. That is Christ speaking. That they may see your good works.
That's right.
And glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's basically that you are doing. And of course, you are connected to the vine. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He who remains in me and I in him, this particular individual shall bear basically much fruit to me. Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. So you are connected to Christ.
Absolutely.
You can do all things through Christ.
All things.
Ah, lovely. Lovely.
Do you wish to encourage our listeners and business people out there to support Radio Pulpit, especially now during this Videothon?
Well, I think it like this. If you think that you are a lone ranger and you can do it without Christ, the word says clearly that you're a zero. And if anybody out there has got an ambition to be a zero, let them continue. But I'm sure there's a majority in this nation that wants to be better than a zero. And the only way to do that is get on your knees, re-invite Jesus back into your heart, accept the Holy Spirit. And when you get there, you're going to pray to Father God in the name of Jesus. So you're not going to talk to Father God without Jesus or the Holy Spirit because they're three in one.
Wow.
Beautiful.
A message for us as Radio Pulpit during this Videothon, as we are saying to Christians out there, come out and be unashamedly Christian. Join the wagon. Join us as we are spreading the word and helping others to get to know this Christ that we are talking about.
Do you know that Galatians 6:9 says, do not grow tired of doing good?
Amen to that.
Mm. And what we try and do, when we do it in our own flesh, we get tired.
Mm.
When we rest, Hebrews 4:1 says that we should fear not entering the rest of God.
Mm.
Which means, if I rest, God's going to do it. Mm. I don't have to do it.
Mm.
Mm. And Tony, I love that scripture that you quoted, Galatians. It says, at the right time you'll reap. Because he who sows in the flesh, definitely you'll reap corruption. In the flesh. But he who sows in the spirit, what would happen? He will
leave
peace. It's centered around Christ, and you are encouraging the family to give. However, we can all do this through the strength of Christ. We shouldn't trust our own ability because we get exhausted. Through the strength of Christ, we can do all things.
All things. And Revelation 12:11 says,
talk to me.
We overcome by the word of our testimony,
mm-hmm,
and the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you spell testimony? Testimony.
Okay.
So when God talks about money and testimony, it's mm-hmm. all about how much you trust God with your money. And the way I see it is, if he's got my heart, he's got my pocket.
Okay.
Of course.
So there's no fights about giving money.
Okay.
And God owns everything. Silver and gold is mine.
All right. Money.
Oh, you're fascinated by that. Fascinated by that concept. Eh?
I'm not going to move from that. Money. That's God's principle.
Yes.
Wow.
And Tony, I was saying, you know, silver and gold is mine. It belongs to the Lord. We own nothing. We are just stewards of the things that God has bestowed upon us. Should we understand that? We'll never boast. We know that we owe nothing. Everything has been given to us through the grace, received by the grace.
Tony, you're such a blessing.
Mm.
I wish you could sit here forever and minister.
No, ma'am, I've got work to do.
But thank you so much for gracing us ministering to us. Thank you for loving Radio Pulpit and its listeners as well. Lord keep keeping you and your wife and blessing you. You brought back that scripture that says, that reminds us that our treasure should be put in a place where there is no wrath.
No rotting, no stealing.
Mm. And that is in Christ. So thank you so much.
The scripture says, where my treasure is, my heart is.
Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly true. Even if when a man loves a woman, he opens his wallet.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So because we love him, we will open our wallets.
We're not going to talk about that now because we'll get into trouble.
Thank you so much, Tony. May God awesomely bless you. Abuti Thompson.
What an interesting conversation, Bongi. We love it in the morning like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our lives is centered in Christ, we shall overcome. We will do everything through Christ.
We have a call. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because Christ in us, Sibongile, is the hope of glory.
The hope of glory. Yeah.
He is our sure foundation, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Sure, we in him, born, we live, we move, and have our being. So why do we want to invest somewhere else, not in him?
Of course.
Yes. Money.
Absolutely fantastic. So the family should know that we are on a mission. The mission is to spread the gospel of Christ.
Mm.
At Radio Pulpit, our mandate is to be the connection.
Yep.
The link between Christians, ministries, the truth, even between people and the Lord as we bring the gospel to the nation.
Right.
Whether it's relevant information, a divine perspective, or simply a heart that truly cares, Radio Pulpit brings friendship and family into every home, within and beyond South Africa's borders.
Yep. And we are encouraging family members to join our Visiothon November 2025, and you can make your pledge and give. Help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, and keep faith-based programs alive and thriving. You can give towards our Visiothon and text the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729. I think we can take a break and then come back to talk with family some more. We will take the sounds of Noelle Mio, and she is featuring King D Music. You are the one.
At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.